You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. For a few generations now, Berkeley has been home to alternative living arrangements like communes and co-ops. There's a new intentional community keeping this tradition alive. Here, no one's in charge, and decisions are made by consensus. This place is at the forefront of the housing crisis. In fact, it's the reason the people here came together in the first place. KALW's Alice Wolfley has more.
It's a beautiful sunny day in South Berkeley, and Robin Silver is working on solar panels.
I'm sort of trying to thwart any thieves and slow them down if they wish to steal this.
This solar system is a work in progress. It took a while to cobble together all the different components.
We've just quintupled our power output here. We can, previously we've only been able to charge cell phones, laptops. Now we'll be able to charge wheelchairs, we'll be able to run kitchen appliances, we're able to run the refrigerator.
While he works, he tells me about the diversity of his community.
I think this camp is kind of a microcosm of the world's social ills. You know, we're sort of the world in a teapot here. You know, there are people who've been millionaires here, people with PhDs, people who've never read a book. You know, it's been magical, it's been traumatic, it's been stressful.
And that creates challenges.
So, you know, there's two different realities going on here. One is the ideal that we're consensus, and the reality is, you know, who's got the most moxie and will to get their way.
In spite of their diversity, they all face one common challenge: homelessness. Because of the housing crisis, homeless encampments are an increasingly common sight all over the Bay Area. This camp sits between the sidewalk and the curb on a busy stretch of Adeline Avenue. Every few minutes, passing BART trains interrupt conversation. It's like BART has a pause button on their lives.
I like this living situation here. It works for me.
Leslie Deegan tells me it's a sober camp. They have a locked porta potty and weekly trash pickup. The camp has been in this spot for over a year. Leslie's worried they'll be asked to move.
I've been wondering why we haven't been served with an eviction notice. And I've been thinking about it every day.
So why hasn't the city moved them?
Our strategy towards homeless encampments is we prioritize based on health and safety concerns.
Mathai Chaco is the assistant to Berkeley's city manager.
Over the past year, I believe there were 20 times that we moved an encampment. The kinds of complaints that we've seen in different parts of the city have included things from garbage or feces or needles or criminal behavior.
There are over 1,000 homeless people in Berkeley alone, up 13% in the last 2 years.
We spend about $17 million per year on services for around homelessness. We, over the past 2 years, have tried to transition more and more of our funding and our focus to getting people housed.
The money also goes towards mental health workers, a mobile crisis unit, and an outreach team that offers services to people on the street.
And yet, it's still not enough.
He says when camps are moved, everyone is offered a voucher for a shelter, but many prefer to stay on the streets. If Leslie has to move, he says he won't take a shelter voucher either.
I tried the shelters, and I was attacked twice in the shelters. That's how I lost quite a bit of my upper teeth.
But he has benefited from other services the city offers.
I'm getting good medical treatment out here. There's a clinic not too far from here that throws out the net and helps catch people like me. And I landed there and immediately started to respond to medication. And I'm doing much better these days.
He says his life is more stable than it's been in years, which is why he hopes their camp doesn't have to move.
The thought of returning back to the sidewalk, it's just, I don't want to do that.
Robin Silver thinks the solar panels will help shield them from removal.
I think there are one of our biggest positive public relations visual symbols. I think they show organization, ingenuity. Along with the solar panels, just the orderly arrangement of the tents and keeping the camp clean.
I ask what might happen to the solar panels if the camp did have to move.
In some ways, I view them as a sand painting, you know, at least when I'm in my better moments, who's done that, hey, this can all be wiped away in a second, so don't be attached, you know. And that's a big lesson for life, because realizing the impermanence of all things and being okay with that.
If they do have to move, Robin says they'll move as a community and continue to look out for each other.
The human beings are human beings, regardless of economic and living situation. You know, treat everybody as, you know, sentient beings and, you know, see the light in everybody.
He says if they can live together and solve their problems harmoniously, the rest of the world can too. In Berkeley, I'm Alice Wolfley for Cross Currents.
Alice is a reporter in our summer journalism training program.